Messing up bad is dinging your neighbor's car while you're driving down the street because you're checking your phone.
Or it could be just a car accident.
Yeah. Messing up bad is burning your husband's steak and having to double down on the blowjob. Murdering your child because she walks in on you getting plowed out like a ski lodge parking lot.
Yeah, that's way beyond that.
Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm reading this book, and it quite possibly is the best book ever written because I'm in it! Winning!
If you want to know the rate of return on dating women, you need to buy the Book of Numbers. There's a link in the description, you know, down there in the penis area. Meet Gaither!
What's going on, you greedy sausage-sucking attention whores? I'm Blake, this is Pop.
And it's time for another ride and roast with two Richards and a tiny car.
It gets good gas mileage.
It does get good gas mileage, and you negate your own homo suspicion points by having a manual transmission.
Oh, we're gonna go there.
Now I see. Now I see exactly what's going on here.
Said the blind man to his deaf buddy. I'd rather be blind and deaf than have to read this fucking shit. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, first of all, I am not a fan of any story where children get hurt.
No.
No.
And especially not something this sociopathic. Unkidding mom's sick TikToks after daughter 3 beaten to death for interrupting spicy time.
All right, so we have a mother who beat her child to death during
the old in-out.
Because she happened to walk in on it and, I don't know, asked for a glass of water.
Why couldn't you just say we were just wrestling?
Yeah, we're just wrestling. It's like, well, now you've seen Mama getting plowed.
Now you gotta die.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Hey, look, that's messed up, man. But it happened.
A social media addict posted a twisted online video paying tribute to her daughter just weeks after she died following a vicious assault that saw the mom jailed for her manslaughter.
That'd be like if O.J. Simpson threw a birthday party for Nicole.
After she was dead.
Hey, I got let off. Let's have a birthday party for the chick guys. I just evicted for Umitsu.
Dude, that's a whole lot. That's a whole...
other level of a-hole right there.
Ah. The sheer sadism of someone like this. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you are correct, fine sir.
Murders her kid and then tries to get your sympathy for it afterwards.
Does she have a GoFundMe?
You know, it wouldn't shock me.
No, it wouldn't shock me either.
My daughter is dead. Can you please donate money so I can buy a new phone to take better selfies? While I pay tribute to her, while dancing on her grave. And then we're going to use some of the money to go to Home Depot so I can buy a tunneling tool and then drill directly into her coffin and take a shit.
But let us continue.
All right.
The sick clips posted to video sharing website TikTok seem to show Nicola Priest, mourning daughter Kaylee Jade Priest, who was found dead in a flat in Solihull, West Midlands 1 year ago today.
All right, so she's mourning killing her kid.
Why is she not in jail?
Yeah. Why is she not? Oh, that's right, because she's vagina.
That's right.
Yeah, you know that. Vagina, you can't go to jail.
Silly of me.
You get one-third the punishment for the same crime men do because of vagina.
I mean, and I kind of figured that, you know, in another country that's not the U.S., there might actually be this thing. Allegedly, we have a whole department here committed to it. Justice.
Yes.
That's right, yeah. But now even our own Justice Department doesn't want to investigate when...
actual crimes happen?
In one shocking video, posted just 39 days after little Kaylee was found dead, a tearful priest seems to mouth along to music with lyrics that apologize for messing up bad.
Okay. Messing up bad is backing out of your garage without lifting the garage door.
Uh-huh.
Messing up bad is dinging your neighbor's car while you're driving down the street because you're checking your phone.
Or it could be just a car accident.
Yeah. Messing up bad is burning your husband's steak and having to double down on the blowjob. Murdering your child because she walks in on you getting plowed out like a ski lodge parking lot.
Yeah, that's way beyond that. It literally sounds like a sociopath who is incapable of remorse.
Yeah.
Therefore, this is just a big fat act.
I mean, not only is there no remorse here, she expects sympathy on top of it.
Not getting it from me, man.
That's just astonishing.
The child had been dead for several hours when priest finally made a 999 call on the morning of August 9th, 2020.
I guess Britain needs their own Casey Anthony, so this is it.
But let us continue.
All right.
She had received injuries consistent with kicks or stamps in the weeks before she died.
Ooh.
So this is systemic abuse of a defenseless three-year-old kid.
Oh my God.
And apparently the cherry on the shit sundae was walking in on, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray, turning mommy into a spit roasting Cornish hen.
Three at once. Put you down for three.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Priest? You want to try this new position? I call it the rotisserie bitchin'.
Yeah.
My God. I just can't believe it. It's a three-year-old child, for God's sake. You don't beat three-year-old kids.
You don't beat kids, period.
That's right. You're right.
Let alone to death.
Yeah, but to death.
This is just another example of single birthing persons admitting to the world that they're completely unfit to be doing what they're doing, let alone begging for your sympathy and calling themselves stunning and brave for choosing to do it alone.
See, I just want to know why or when people are going to look at the fucking numbers and go, God damn it. Yeah. You know, most of these people in prison came from a broken home with had a single mother. Wow, yeah. Most of these head med, you know, psych people, same thing.
When are we going to wake up?
It's repugnant. And then you got authors like that dude whose book I sent you, not only swallowing the propaganda hook, line, and sinker, just like their mom should have done before he was born. They're going to write whole books of confirmation bias. What exactly is the goal of a book like that?
I have no idea. Well,
you hoping to get loved bombed by a bunch of chicks who learned that they can't keep a dude around by getting knocked up and they amp their sex game up to 11?
Well, no. I looked at that book, and the main purpose of it is to try to get men to come back to the reservation.
Here's a thought. The government already rewards these women for their bad decisions and makes us pay for it. You're not going to get my charity as well.
Oh, or sympathy.
No.
There's a word called sympathy, and it's between what? Shit and?
Syphilis.
Look it up for yourself.
And if you ignore the reality when it comes to these single birthing persons, one will lead directly into the other.
Yes, it will.
But we just went off in the weeds.
Yeah, we did.
Hang on, you're to the face.
Birmingham Crown Court heard Kaylee was the victim of a sustained and ferocious assault, which left her with damage to her chest, including a punctured lung, internal rupturing of the intestines after she interrupted priest and her boyfriend, Callum Redfern, having bedroom shagnanigans.
So they beat a kid to death simply for walking. Oh, my God.
Like, I'm sorry, but the trauma of walking in on your mom having 500 miles of Mr. Right driven through her with no GPS.
Yeah.
That's already enough to live with.
Well, that is included in the list for nightmare fuel.
Yes, it is. Yes. Walking in on your parents.
It's doubly worse if you hear your grandmother get
stop frail. Hurting mommy!
Or you hear your grandma.
You ever try to pry apart a tuna melt with onions?
Dude, I don't want to hear it. That's so nasty.
Yeah, you know you're too old to be getting your cack cavern hollowed out when you need to use a feather duster first.
Shiny dust-free surfaces aren't just for pledge.
Oh my God, Grandma! disgusting, dude, vile woman.
That is that's some nightmare fuel right there. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Your grandfather likes it when I'm lemon scented.
You haven't been able to pucker up down there without lemons in 30 years.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Poor grandpa. Well, at least he's 83 and he can still get it up. He's got that going for him, which is nice.
If you're 80 some odd years old and you can still throw it up without any kind of pill assistance, you're a goddamn stud. I'm just going to say.
My grandmother always said, never marry a Frenchman. It's the last thing to go on him.
Is that what she said?
Yep.
Damn.
She was a crazy lady, man. I miss her.
Well, can't stick around forever, man.
Yeah, I know.
That's just the way
she
it rolls.
She was as unfiltered as a pack of Lucky Strikes.
Yeah, and probably in the long run, just as cancerous.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, of course.
Well, she used to be. She mellowed out a lot after my grandfather passed away.
Uh-huh.
She used to be the prototypical nagging wife.
Oh, well, and what was the end result of all that nagging?
He died first.
And why is that?
Because he wanted to.
Because he probably wanted to.
I love you, Papa. Don't fuck me up tonight.
We're just telling you the truth, man.
I go to bed tonight, he's going to visit me in my dreams like, you asshole. Like, hey.
Why'd you have to let go of my secret, man?
It's comedy, man. It's comedy.
You got to get beyond this. We're just making fun.
Hey, if anybody had a sense of humor about all that shit, it was definitely my grandparents.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, man.
Not mine.
No.
I'm getting, you're going to hell.
You're going to hell. Bill.
You don't tell a young boy you're going to hell because he'll believe you.
Following a harrowing trial that saw jurors reduced to tears. No shit. Priest and Redfern were both cleared of murder, but convicted of manslaughter.
That is disgusting.
Okay. And I guarantee you the only reason why they reduced it to manslaughter is because the mother was also involved.
But hey, I bet you the penalties for manslaughter is one-third that of second-degree murder.
Amen. Priest was also found guilty of child cruelty.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just throw that in there and that makes everything okay.
Oh yeah, of course.
Our current stunning and brave, duly elected, most popular president ever might have delivered the coup de grace to the Republic, but the first shots were fired by useful idiot vaginuts in sheep's clothing peddling lies and propaganda before our former Kenyan in chief made it legal. Take a stand against the tyranny and get yourself a copy of Surviving Fourth Wave Fleminism today. A link is in the description.
On Friday, Priest was jailed for 15 years while Redfern was sentenced to 14.
So the chick actually got a year longer sentence than the dude. But what'll inevitably happen is they'll use the Kung Flu as an excuse to eject prisoners who exhibit good behavior. You know, when you have conjugal visits with guards instead of actual husbands, things like that.
Yeah, that's totally acceptable.
She's been a good girl. We could totally let her out. She didn't mean it. Never mind those TikTok videos, which clearly show this woman is as mentally imbalanced as the American scales of justice, but come on, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Birmingham Live have now revealed that Killer Mum Priest posted a series of stomach-churning tributes to her daughter just weeks after the three-year-old was hurt so badly she suffered brain injuries.
You know, the thing is I bet you there are people who complain to Child Protective Services, and as usual, they didn't do shit.
Yep.
Because, you know, woman and vagina.
Yeah. Oh, there's a vagina in the house?
Yeah.
Well, then these have to be unfounded accusations.
Well, we're going
to
give her the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Yeah. Never mind the fact that the three-year-old's head is clearly caved in on one side. I'm sure that was just girls being girls.
Totally by mistake.
Man. She probably hit herself in the head with a toy looking for attention. Although, with a mom that spends this much time on social media, that might actually be a believable story.
I wonder if the mom's got a drug problem, too.
The first of the videos, posted on September 7th last year, is a slideshow movie of pictures of little Kaylee with the caption, "Rest in peace, my baby." Never mind that I killed you.
My God, that makes me so f***ing mad. God damn, that's such bullshit.
In the second, a tearful priest, who was described as uncaring and selfie-obsessed as she was found guilty of manslaughter, appears to mouth along with the words to a song entitled To My Parents.
What a psycho. So the jury saw all these videos and they still gave her just a manslaughter?
And yeah. No remorse whatsoever, other than, oh, please pity me, my daughter is dead.
Yeah, no, sorry.
As she rubs her cheeks in the video posted on September 17th, she sings along to the lyrics, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, I know I messed up bad, I should have done better.
Yep.
And that's how your dad shows up at your house and gives your mom permission to pour the boiling oil.
That's just disgusting.
10 million sperm, this was the strongest swimmer?
Did it say that she's a victim of a broken home as well?
No, it doesn't say, but okay. I would bet dollars to donuts that she probably is.
Yep.
Somebody needs to post a lifeguard on that genetic cesspool.
That is a good burn. I like it.
A third video, with several photos of Kaylee, including the flowers left at Kingshurst House in the hours after she was killed, was posted by Priest.
I get angrier at this chick the more I find out.
The mom captioned the video, I love you so much, darling mommy will never forget you ever. Rest in peace, angel.
Yeah, because she's missing her punching bag.
Other videos show her dancing to TikTok songs and reviewing what appear to be makeup products.
So yeah, she's so sad.
Yeah, she's so, upset that she has to do her makeup products.
Yeah. Just like American nurses who were so overworked. All they could do was post TikTok videos of choreographed dancing in their wards. Because, you know, deadliest disease ever.
Correct. Yeah. And actually, they're going to have a shortage of nurses here coming up because a lot of them are striking or quitting because they don't want to take the COOF shot.
One caption read, dancing always helps me.
Could it help you not kill someone?
You know, resurrect your child from the dead?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Giving evidence during the trial and blaming Redfern for Kaylee's death, Priest insisted that she was still broken while posting the videos of her dancing and smiling.
So who'd she blame this on? The dude?
She blamed it on the dude. Of course she did.
Did the dude actually hit the kid?
He got 14 years for her manslaughter, so he must have been a part of it.
She got 15 years and he got 14.
Yep. So it's pretty clear who the actual aggressor was. You know, touch DNA is a real thing, Miss Priest.
Sentencing the duo, Mr. Justice Foxton QC said, you, Priest, did nothing to seek medical help. A prompt call would have saved Kaylee's life.
That's right. She waited hours to call 911.
Correct.
Or 999, whatever.
999.
You know, there was a case here in the States that was actually adapted into a feature film and an episode of CSI. Chick driving home from work or something like that, hit a dude. He wound up impaled in the windshield at his waist, hanging in the car. Okay.
Oh my God.
Either she
How
was,
does that happen?
She was drunk or something, didn't want to cop to it until she could sober up. So she parked the car in the garage until she would be sober enough to take him to the police station. He died in her windshield as a result of having to wait for medical care. She was successfully prosecuted after that for first-degree murder. But in the United States, if you're a chick and you have a DWI, a lawyer's going to argue and get you maybe 2-3 years for that.
Yeah.
But when you let the dude bleed out in your car for several hours because you don't want to get a DUI, then you're just a murderer.
First degree, it's life, baby.
Why is it different in this case?
Yeah, well, I have no idea.
And this is a child.
And this is England, though. And they go incredibly easy on their woman criminals.
They beat a child to death and deliberately did not call the police until well after the time when aid could have been rendered. That is first-degree murder, not second.
I concur.
After pointing out that she and Redfern both lied repeatedly in police interviews...
Oh, they're lying to the cops now.
Wow. The QC told Priest, from the severity of the injuries caused by the assault, it is clear that there was an intention to cause serious harm.
You're hitting a baby with the force to do that kind of damage. That's like hitting a baby with the same force you hit a normal adult with.
That is disgusting.
Correct. You don't hit people, period. Unless they have it coming.
I'm a firm believer in a good right cross.
Well, I'm saying when they have it coming.
Yeah, okay.
But no child has it coming. Like my mom, if I said a bad word or something as a kid, she didn't have to smack me. All she had to do was just like run her fingers under my nose and like push my head back. And I'm like, stop it.
Stop swearing.
That's weird. I don't want that to happen again.
No.
Okay, fine. I'll keep my fucks in private.
Yeah. I'll shut my dirty mouth.
Wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah, I got like two or three of those. It didn't really work.
Yeah. Well, they didn't use Love Buoy then.
And so it was ivory.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You know, it's my mom thought it was healthier because it floated.
I suppose that's what the body positive activists think too, because they all float to the surface like a bunch of land whales. There's your logic.
There you go. All right, so.
I don't see the logic here, though.
Is that the end of the article?
That's the end of it. And of course, how do you cap off a day of child murder? TikTok videos. Feel sorry for me.
This is just beyond me, man. And the thing is we're seeing more and more women do violent crimes nowadays, rape, the whole deal. Yep. And they're getting basically slaps on the wrist for doing the same crime men do and get crucified for. What's this world coming to, man? I have a hard time with anything that harms children. That's just not my style.
Anyone who's sane has a hard time processing the thinking meat of someone who could harm a child.
Don't get me wrong. If you're in a war zone and you're slinging around big munitions and there's collateral damage.
Unfortunately, that's all part of the business.
It's part of the business and it still messes with you hard.
Yeah.
But it, you know, that happens. I mean, it is what it is, but this is methodically killing a kid for no reason.
Yep.
Holy shit, that's just
how
evil.
Dare you walk in and watch me getting hollowed out like a Thanksgiving turkey.
I'm afraid you'll have to die.
Son of a bitch.
You know, when I was a father of young kids, there were a couple times they did some stuff that made me furious. And I remember walking up in the back of my head, it's like, don't touch kids when you're angry.
Don't do it.
Don't touch kids when you're angry.
Don't do it.
I'm like, yeah.
Children are meant to test your patience.
Correct.
And it gives you, you know, at least some modicum of respect for what you put your own parents through growing up.
The jury's still out on that one.
Well, your mom is special.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's going to prison, but it still feels like a miscarriage of justice because this was clearly a premeditated act. Because there was prior abuse.
Yep.
And they deliberately did not call the authorities until it was too late to help the kid. Obviously, we know where her priorities lie.
Strange dick and social media.
Child is a distant third.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I think that child might have been something that happened by mistake. There was already built up frustration and resentment there.
Yep.
And it just got worse and worse to the point where the kid paid with his life. Or her life. Was it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
And paid with her life.
And unfortunately, because of how easy it is for women to get attention on social media, I have a feeling this is not the last story of its kind that we're going to be hearing about.
Well, yeah. You're going to see a lot more of this shit. Because they like the attention. And they don't realize that, yeah, they'll get some attention if they do shit like this. But they're going to get consequences.
Yeah.
Now, this particular woman, 14 years, she'll probably get out at 6 to 8 for good behavior.
In Britain especially, because they're so terrified of the coof, even though a vast majority of the population has received the jab, they're going to use that as an excuse to let out women like this. Oh, we don't want them to get the coof. It's the deadliest thing ever, so we're just going to let her out. It's the humane thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Sure.
Then she'll shit out one of the prison guard's kids and do the same thing to that one.
Yeah, she definitely can go drop a few more murder victims.
Hooray!
Yay! Woo! Win for justice.
Equality, because, you know, men would totally get away with this.
No, they would not.
Nope.
They would get hammered.
Yeah. Men have to deal with them there. What do you call them? Their consequences?
Consequences.
Them, yeah. Them's a bitch in heat, man. Oh,
first you get decisions, and those lead to actions, and actions lead to consequences. Who would have thunk?
But if you're a whammin', you don't get consequences. You get consequences.
That's right. You get vagina discounts.
That's right.
Yeah, you get a consequence.
You get them there, what they call it, the pussy pass.
Yep.
Speaking of which, how'd you like that one? Was it good? If you saw it, then you were on Patreon a subscribe star.
The rest of y'all don't get no pussy pass.
All right, well, I think we've covered it today.
Yeah, covered it in bazooka juice and tears.
Well, first of all, this is a sad one, and I found it particularly infuriating.
Yeah.
And
but it is very important to point out that not just us evil, vile, white cis males do evil shit.
Yeah, it's called evil, and anyone is subject to it, so...
Yeah. You ever notice how women are equal to men except for all the things that reflect negatively upon them? Men are pigs! I thought we were equal. Bacon? Yes, please. Put it on my sandwich and then give me a blowjob.